Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, in today's episode, I want to talk to you, the personal trainer. I want to help you. I've spent many years being a personal trainer. I know exactly the steps that you're taking. And I want to talk to you about leaving the gym floor. One of the biggest mistakes that I see so many personal trainers making is just walking away from the gym floor for the bright lights of the online world. Mark, you teach the online world. Why would you be telling me to not move away from personal training and just focus online? I'll tell you, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of coaches out there in the world today. We coach hundreds of them inside our coaching program, and they are ready for the online world. But I am the fastest to tell people, you're not ready. With our marketing, with our lead generation, with the calls that we do, we have a lot of coaches coming into our coaching program. But I don't want to see you screw your whole career away. How does that happen? Well, you're in the gym, you're a personal trainer, you fill your diary and you think, oh, what's next? And you just completely can your personal training business and you head off for the lights that is online. Now, let me tell you, there's two things to understand. Well, one primary thing to understand. But personal training and online coaching are two completely different things. Online coaching is marketing. Would you believe that? It's 99% marketing. And one of the things that you will have not be experienced in is digital marketing, creating content, marketing, selling in a digital format. You're very good at being friendly, talking to people in the gym, walking through the gym, chatting to people, training, and picking up clients. And very often, even trainers that have been in the industry 10 years are unaware that what they've been doing for the last 10 years is marketing. So if you're a personal trainer right now and you're like, oh, I don't like the long hours, I don't like this, I don't like this, so I'm looking for online. With online, you're going to work longer hours. You're going to work harder. You're going to be doing things that you've never done before. It will be challenging. And to a lot of coaches, you're just sitting in a coffee shop or sitting at home doing check-ins, the personal aspect disappears. Of course, a different quality of life is available to you, but guess what? If you don't have experience, knowledge, skills, and results, you're really gonna struggle online and it's gonna take you time. So I don't want you to be so fast to leave the gym floor. That's what I want to talk about in this episode. Am I all for personal trainers actually having an online coaching business? Absolutely. Am I all for personal trainers leaving the gym floor when the time is right and transitioning fully online, 110%? I think there's a lot of things that you haven't got out of the gym floor yet. There's a lot of things that you've not got out of the gym floor. And I'm going to mention quite a few of them. One of the first and foremost things that I always encourage coaches to do from the gym floor is to build a portfolio of results. A incredible portfolio of results. It's like, you know, picking up a bag. You know, if you put all my results in this bag, I could put a strap on it and take it to Australia and set up my PT business. I could put those results out on my social media platform and I have got an opportunity to build my online coaching business. What have you actually got out of personal training so far? I'm coaching loads of clients. But how many results do you actually have? How many people have visibly achieved results, changed their body shape throughout the time that you've been working as a personal trainer? Not a lot. So you're going to tell me you're going to go online where there's millions of different people challenging each other for space and you've got no way of standing out. You've got no way of showing people what your case study, what results you can achieve. So my advice to you straight away would be, why would you leave the gym floor when that is the place where you're confident, you're certain about your abilities, you know everybody, and you've got a full diary because you're working longer hours. I'm 45, should I say. I work long hours. I have a great team that work with me, and I'm going to go back to my first 15 years as a PT. I was still doing 35, 40 hours of personal training every single week. I had 40 online clients when I eventually transitioned some of my clients online and pulled back my PT. I know what it's like to be on the gym floor, but you know what I said to myself? I'm not going to leave the gym floor until I've got everything from it. And I have this portfolio of results that I can put with the strap over my shoulder and take with me wherever I want in the world. I've built that. What else do I want to look at the gym floor? Confidence. Maybe you're achieving results with people, but you still just don't feel confident in your ability. What is it you don't feel confident with? Programming, I'm just not that confident with. Actually setting my clients up and onboarding them, for some reason I just haven't spent a lot of time on there. Well, guess what? If you go into the online world with lack of certainty, lack of confidence, and lack of systems, you're going to absolutely crash when you start to pick up more and more clients. Okay, cool. So we've got results. We've got confidence, which is another thing. The third thing, which I think that you need huge amounts of, is a coaching eye. It's the ability to see when your clients are performing exercise incorrectly. It's the ability to be able to progress your clients with that coaching eye month after month after month. A lot of coaches are like, yeah, I'm just sick of the gym floor. I just want to go online. For what? You were face-to-face training. You were getting great results. Over the next 6 months, these results that you get as a personal trainer online would actually, as a personal trainer, would serve you as the portfolio that's going to get you your clients longer and longer down the line. If you don't have that, you're going into an online coaching world completely blind with nothing behind you. Your education, the science, the theory, the practice, the ability to be able to see exactly what's wrong with somebody on the gym floor. Have you developed those skills? Are you fully confident with your knowledge? Are you producing results? No. The next thing I want to say is, if you're going to move, you need to do a transition. You need to go 30 sessions a week, 25 sessions a week, 5 online clients, 20 sessions a week, 10 online clients, and you slowly build that up. Now, I know that the majority of you could do 25 personal training sessions and 25 online. 25 online would probably make you about $3,000 to $4,000. Personal training, probably $3,000 to $4,000 as well. You're in a perfect position to be able to have a great deal of income, develop your knowledge. You're not going to get great results online to start with because people don't know your knowledge, your skill, your expertise, even if they saw your results. I will tell you right now, when people sign up with you for the first time online, you're not going to be working with your ideal client. So don't be so hasty to leave the gym floor. Leave it 6 months, minimum 6 month time frame, and then slowly transition down while you transition out. Don't look the gift horse in the mouth, right? At the end of the day, don't take advantage of everything that you've created as a personal trainer. Put that to one side when it could be consistently bringing in clients. And remember this, I'll tell you this, and this is my experience. Getting a client online is not easy. Putting consistent content out in an environment, digitally, video, content, graphic, where you're not confident, it's not easy. It takes you time. And with that, guess what? I would allow 6 months to develop the confidence, the skill, the certainty, and the credibility online to then have the clients coming in, even new signups as a personal trainer, and those people are getting results because you're very good at getting results to PT. And then you're able to scatter all these results on your Instagram platform, Facebook platform, whatever you're using, TikTok, whatever. That will start to help you build your online. So don't get rid of PT. Don't just jump into the online world, just expecting this wonderful world. It takes time. It's hard to do. You want my help? Reach out to me. But please do not walk off the gym floor. Do not ditch the gym floor heading for the lights of online. I guarantee you this. You'll be very unfulfilled. You'll be very unhappy. You won't be making the money. And guess what? You won't be having the interaction with the people in the gym. And you'll be very, very lonely in a lot of cases. Is it for everybody? No. Is it right if you transition? Absolutely. But do it right. Now, if you found this helpful, please, if you're watching on YouTube, click like, click subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, thank you as always for tuning in. If you have any questions, drop me a message on Instagram. But for now, take care.